Welcome to The Shrinking Man Project.
The Shrinking Man Project, Episode 11, Shattered.
There is an old and often quoted military phrase that says that no plan ever survives contact with the enemy. Well, from my experience this past week, no plan survives contact with reality. I had gotten back to my exercise, my food was on track, my speed was back up to where I wanted it, and then it all fell apart. The prelude to our drama actually happened when my wife came home on Sunday from doing some woodworking at a local shop. This was part of her latest project. Anyhow, she came home feeling sick. She felt pretty lousy all day on Monday, and she asked me to stay home to take care of her on Tuesday. I sent a message off to my boss and stayed home. She didn't really need that much help from me, so it was pretty easy, and I focused on getting some other things done. Just before 9 p.m., I went downstairs to record last week's Galley Table podcast, and at 11, I came back up to bed, and my wife tells me that she's having trouble breathing, and we need to go to the emergency room. And at that point, my week shatters.
Look at me! I'm in tatters! I'm shattered!
What followed was a massive medical mishigosh of monumental proportions. Try saying that three times fast.
Look at me! I'm in tatters! I'm shattered!
We went to a local satellite emergency room and actually got seen fairly quickly. My wife's primary issue was that she was in pain all over her right side, and that pain was making it difficult to breathe. They took blood tests and chest x-rays. About 3 a.m., they told us that the x-rays looked like she had pneumonia in her right lung. They were waiting for the lab results to come back, but they were thinking of transferring her to the main hospital. And then, they ignored us for the next 3 hours. Now, understand me. When I say that we were ignored, I mean that I'd go out and find someone who wasn't actively busy, ask them about something, they would politely reply saying, "I'll be right on it," or "the doctor will be by in a few minutes," and no one would actually show up. Usually I refer to what happens in an emergency room as being medically neglected, but this took it to a whole new level. Around 6:30, the doctor finally came in and said that my wife did indeed have pneumonia, and she was going to be transferred as soon as a bed became available. The ambulance arrived to transfer her around 8 a.m., and she was tucked into a middle care ward temporarily while waiting for a bed to be available in the main hospital. At 10 a.m., my wife sent me home to get some rest. And somehow, I made it home. I got about 4 hours of sleep and headed back to the hospital. She finally got moved to a room a few hours after I got there. I stayed there until my wife sent me back home to get some rest at midnight. I got to sleep at about 2 a.m., and I got up at 8 a.m. and headed into work. This was the same week my office was moving, and I had to get all of my stuff packed up by the end of the day on Thursday, and this was Thursday. I packed for 9 hours on Thursday, then headed home. Key had told me that she wanted me to be with her overnight, so I packed up a bag and went back to the hospital. I spent Thursday and Friday nights at the hospital, sleeping on the couch in my wife's room, and I was clearly getting sick. My throat had started itching on Tuesday night in the extremely dry, dry air of the emergency room. Personally, I don't think it makes sense. Come, spend hours in the emergency room. We have a specially created environment that actually weakens your immune system. Come and be infected with all the things your body would normally fight off easily. So that was my initial infection, and all the time in the hospital didn't help, and sleeping there just made it worse. Friday and Saturday, I felt like death microwaved most of the day. On Saturday, my wife told me that I had to go home to sleep, or else I'd end up being checked into the hospital myself. I was quite glad to oblige. Sunday, I felt much better, but I could still tell that the glands in my throat were swollen, and I was having difficulty swallowing. No question about it, on Monday morning, I was going to see the doctor. Sunday night, my wife sent me home to bed again. She had been in good spirits most of the day, and her energy had been high. The plan was for her to go home on Monday morning, provided she didn't have any new complications and didn't have any signs of fever overnight. Monday morning, I got up and headed to my doctor's office. Three other walk-in patients managed to get there before me, but it wasn't that bad to be fourth in line. I think I waited somewhere close to an hour before they took me back to see her. I wasn't running a fever that morning, but she could tell that my glands were swollen, and when she looked at my throat, she made a face. Yep, nasty. She wrote me a script for antibiotics and told me I should start feeling better in about a day. I got my pills and headed off to the hospital. Key's morning release was moving pretty slowly. Part of the whole medical tendency to ignore patients whose condition is stable, the other part bad communications between members of the staff who should be talking to each other. In the end, they finally cut us loose about 1 in the afternoon. I took my wife home and set her up in bed. Once she was settled, I had to go back out and get her antibiotic prescription filled. Somewhere about 3 p.m., I finally got all of my errands done and had a chance to get some lunch. As it was the last day in February, and I still hadn't used my diet holiday for the month, I ordered a pizza. Yes, not necessarily the best for my body, but this was food for my soul. After stress of the past week, I needed something easy, and this was definitely it. And even then, my body didn't let me get away with much. I only managed to eat 3 slices of it before my body decided I was full. I had another 2 slices for dinner later when I started writing this show. Yeah, it has been a rough week. I did do my weigh-in on Sunday. Scale tells me that I am up 4 pounds to 295, and I am not surprised. I managed to do a pretty good job keeping my food on track, but 3 of my exercises got scrapped, and my stress went through the roof. Not to mention getting sick, so yeah, not surprised that I gained weight this past week. And I don't doubt that this current week isn't going to look very good either. This has been a massive hit for me, and I expect to take quite a while to recover. So, what's all this come down to? First off, illness trumps everything. If you or a loved one are ill, you've got to do what you need to take care of the situation. Between stress and chaos, the results can be unpredictable. Some people gain, some lose, and some folks get one result one time and something else another. Do what you need to get through, pick up the pieces, and rebuild your life. Then revise your plan to get back on track. And that is just what I'm doing now. Picking up the pieces, trying to get on top of things. Then, I'm going to work on getting back to the routine that I want. And that was the week that was. Look at me! I'm in tatters! I'm shy! No feedback this week, but I'd like to offer thanks to all the folks on Twitter and Facebook who offered their figurative support during the past week. Special thanks goes out to Karen and Kermit, who came and visited with my wife in the hospital. So I'm just going to do a quick wrap-up, and I know that I still owe you some philosophy, but I hope everyone understands that something like this happens, everything goes off track for a while. If you want to yell at me for not giving you philosophy when you need it, or if you want to tell me that it's okay because crap happens, or just if you want to say anything, leave comments on the blog at theshrinkingmanproject.com. Send me an email. That's doc@theshrinkingmanproject.com. Leave a voicemail at 240-745-5022. Or you can join the crew on Facebook at the Fans of the Shrinking Man Project. I'm starting to get promos back in. Hopefully promos will be back next week. I can still use more reviews on iTunes or Podcast Alley. Tell your friends about the podcast. And have a good week, because somebody needs to. And mine's looking to be about mediocre. Bye-bye, folks. And hopefully I'll do better next week. Later.
The Shrinking Man Project is distributed and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 United States license. That means that you're welcome to pass it around, but you can't claim that it's yours, you can't charge money for it, and you can't make changes to the podcast.
The Shrinking Man Project is a Swimming Cat Studios production. For more information and show notes, go to theshrinkingmanproject.com.
Try saying that. They were waiting for... Usually I refer to what happens in a an emergency... I took my wife home and set her up in bed. Once she was settled, I had to go back out and get her antibiotics.